This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.
I'm Batman.
And I'm David Greene.
Well said. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
You might be wondering why my co-host is the Caped Crusader. Well, it's because we're going to spend some time talking about comic book superheroes.
Well, guy dresses up like a bat, clearly has issues.
You got that right, Bruce Wayne, and we are going to cover some of your issues in a few minutes. But first, a lot of people dressed like Batman got together this past week in San Diego because it was the 43rd annual Comic-Con International Convention, and we thought we'd get a little taste of what exactly goes on there. Like other conventions, there are panel sessions, though not the kind you're used to. At Comic-Con, panels have names like Stunted Fools.
My name is not Oswald! It's Penguin!
Scary Clowns.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, and there was also the discussion called Foes Beyond Fur and Fangs.
The criminal catalyst in this entire affair. Our old arch-enemy, Catwoman.
Okay, pipe down, Batman. One of the sessions at the convention was presented by DC Comics, home to Superman, Wonder Man, and yes, the Bat Guy.
Good morning, San Diego.
DC Comics brought together the entire creative team behind the relaunched comic book The Flash. The editor, the writer, the penciler, and the inker all were explaining what it takes to create a new comic.
In our writing process, it starts with a lot of conversation. Obviously, when you're a writing team, the thoughts are, you have to share them. So rather
That's Brian Buccellato, one of the comic book's writers slash artists.
We talk in the macro first. What's the overall story? What's the journey? What's, where does Barry need to go as a character from point A to point B? Let's say it's going to take 5 issues for him to get there. Then we start breaking it up. Well, these steps need to happen.
A comic book looks so simple, but both Brian and his creative partner, Francis Manapul, told us after the session that each issue involves 3, maybe even 6 months of work.
Well, what's interesting about it is that being able to show the audience not just the amount of work, but literally the process that we take, right? Because, me and Brian were pretty unique in the way that we approach our stories, right? And I think giving them a look at it, it's really exciting for the readers because a lot of them, when they read our books, a lot of them are pretty impressed how infused the visuals are with the words.
And it's cool that, we get to tell people or show people, exactly how the process is. And it is unique. And most creative teams are, 3, 4 people, and we're only 2 people, and we're friends, so it has sort of a single vision feel to it that other comics don't.
There is one thing that has held this creative partnership together.
The most valuable part, actually, is Skype.
He lives in Toronto, yeah. I live in L.A., so we're separated by 3,000 miles, but it's like, when I see him at cons, it's like, it's not like long-lost friend, because I see him on my screen every day, so it's like bridged the gap in a way that we don't even feel like we're 3,000 miles away.
It actually feels awkward. You're like, do I give him a hug? Or I talk to him every day, right?